On this memorial of the holy guardian angels, if I remember correctly from my studies, technically the Catholic Church has never officially declared dogmatically or doctrinally that every single person has a guardian angel. It is pious belief, and it has been around since the early church, with at least one writing going back to about the 4th century. And there has been much said and presented on it, and there is, again, much scriptural evidence of the Lord, how he sends his angels to the people. And we get examples of that in the readings for the guardian angels today in that book of Exodus. The angel goes before the people as they are to make their way to the promised land. Psalm 91 very clearly laying out that to his angels he has given command about you that they guard you in all your ways. And even in the gospel, Jesus clearly lays out that these little ones, these children, their angels in heaven always look upon the face of the Heavenly Father. These and, again, numerous other passages in Scripture give us that indication of the angels and their role in assisting us, that God loves us so much that he sends these angels, these messengers of his, these beings of immense power and majesty to help us. And that is kind of a humbling thing, and it is something that should provoke astonishment and awe and wonder in our hearts about how much God cares for us, how much he loves us, how much he desires our good. One of the other passages of angels that I really enjoy and have always found very fascinating, not in our readings today, is in the Gospel of Luke, in chapter 22, I believe, verse 43, Jesus in the garden, and in his agony, and in his torment in the garden, and his torment of soul, and his fierce prayer over his coming death, and that torture that he would go under his crucifixion. Luke describes how an angel was sent from heaven to strengthen him. And we can know pretty clearly that Jesus, in his divine nature, did not really need an angel. But in his human nature, he did. And it is that human nature in which we all participate, which is a reminder of how much we also need angels. If Jesus himself, in his human nature, needed an angel to come and strengthen him, how much more should we be relying on angels? How much more should we be looking to them to strengthen us, to lead us, to hear that message of God, of comfort, of salvation, of hope? We should be looking to the angels. We should be seeking to recognize their presence. We should be asking them for their help, that they might strengthen us and all those in need. That being strengthened, we might be able to go forth and carry out what God has in store for us, even and especially when it is difficult, because those days are going to happen. And we are to trust in God and in those angels he sends to see us through whatever trial, to the glory of the resurrection beyond. And we know that by ourselves, we could never accomplish it. But with God and the presence of the angels whom he sends, all things are possible.